From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. A bill was defeated in the Senate that would have helped hundreds of thousands of Floridians lower their student loan interest rates. WLRN's Matt Laszlo has the story from Washington.
The White House says in Florida, more than 2 million borrowers are carrying more than $60 billion in debt. And unlike with most home or business loans, once you receive a student loan, your interest rate is locked in for its life. Florida Democratic Senator Bill Nelson tried to change that by supporting legislation that would allow student loan rates to be readjusted just like the other loans. He says he's shocked Republicans blocked the bill.
Interest rates are low. That's the private sector. And so why don't we get the interest rates more in line with where the private sector rates are?
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio opposed the bill. He and others in the GOP opposed it because it's paid for by increasing taxes on the wealthy. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
The Florida Supreme Court is upholding a law aimed at speeding up death sentences. The court ruled unanimously on Wednesday that the Timely Justice Act is constitutional. Justices rejected arguments that the measure unfairly limited the ability of condemned inmates to introduce new evidence. Florida legislators passed the law last year. You can follow us on Twitter at WLRN. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton.